Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, which we founded in 2006 with a simple mission. Build the podcast we'd use every day if it existed. One that was built for the serious podcast enthusiast rather than for the mass discount retailers. One that could take the abuse we knew we'd put it through out in the field and on the water. One that simply wouldn't break. We call it Thing. Thanks for joining us.
We think you're going to love it.
See, I tried to take out all the vowels to make it kind of web 1.0. Hopefully you guys caught that and are old like me.
Our thing. Proof of stake blockchain NFT system assures that the things we bring to you are originally sourced and ethically produced.
Artisanal.
Yes.
Even.
Did I get funded?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For
I
sure.
think just yes. saying all those words together, you just.
I mean, you put all those words yeah. together in a way that mostly made sense if you'd thrown in monetize.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then
I'd just
boom,
be throwing like, checks at you.
You have a check in your business account that you didn't even know you had.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's how this all works.
Yep. Pretty sure. Yeah. Yep.
Great.
Well,
boom.
Now that that's happened, let's move on to my first thing. My first thing came when I sardonically responded to one of my friend's watch fitness updates that said they had completed a high intensity interval training. And I wrote back with the default. This is one of the default responses you could choose. Good for you. To which my friend responded, that's interesting. Didn't know those showed up. That's from another app connected to my activity app. And I was like, oh, that is interesting. And then I wrote, really, man, good for you, skull emoji. And he wrote, yeah, been doing Orange Theory. It's been fun so far. To which I wrote, what is Orange Theory?
What is, oh, you fool.
And now I have found out.
You've made a terrible mistake. That's like asking what's CrossFit 5 years ago.
1 hour coach, guided workout, primary treadmill, rower and weights. Kind of like CrossFit without Olympic deadlifts, but they're super analytics driven. Goal is to keep your heart rate in the orange zone. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's a chain, but I, you know, good when I travel, it's everywhere I go. So I could just book a class all through the app. They've got guided workouts. I'm like, oh, this is definitely a thing. Like I could just tell.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I feel like since I thought that you were just going to say, and since then, 117 people have messaged me about their successful high intensity interval, because the high intensity interval training is like what this is all built on. And that's sure. like a massive thing.
That's
but yeah.
Meta thing. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I think Orange Theory like literally might be the new CrossFit, even though it's also CrossFit.
It's CrossFit for people who don't want to have to apologize that they're talking about CrossFit is what it
totally.
Feels like to be, right?
Yes. Like they don't want to say I do CrossFit.
And they're so like, I know. Because the thing is, as soon as I brought this up, our producer, Rich, immediately said, oh, I have thoughts about that.
I'm assuming that those thoughts are, this is CrossFit.
Rich, is that correct? Are your thoughts just that this is just CrossFit under another name, maybe slightly less culty?
But more rowy, it looks like.
Yeah. CrossFit
maybe
with
can't
a better
jump in
coat
right
of
now
paint,
for kid reasons.
He says.
Right.
Okay, with an orange cone of paint.
An orange cone of paint.
Yeah.
And more rowing.
Plus rowing. Who doesn't love rowing?
Who doesn't love rowing?
Yeah.
No, I think you're totally right. And now that you say it, I'm like, oh yeah, I've seen these ads and this is definitely going to be as and if people return to in-person workouts, this is definitely going to be like the, for a while. I mean, there was bar. All the women my age were into bar classes, B-A-R-R-E. And then it was all obviously all CrossFit all the time. And then this one, I don't even know where it came from or how long it's been around, but Mm-hmm. I think you've even nailed it like a little bit early, because people are going to start going to these classes like crazy now.
Yeah, I do feel like this is on the rise still. It's not, we're not like, this is gonna be, because it is, but it hasn't peaked yet.
And it's probably going to keep growing. Also, man, when you go to this website, we look outdated. It's like, oh, here's the closest class to you. I'm just saying, you can get one for free. And I'm like, right, look at all those fit people.
An app and analytics and a leaderboard. I just
went ahead and clicked the X on that tab, because all I care about right now is holiday shopping in Hygge.
Yes, it is the Hygge season. What are you Hyggeing in?
It's Hygge season. And both of my things today are basically like, if you haven't bought any presents yet and you are looking for thingalicious last minute thingies that are also totally Hygge and styly, start with throws. And by which,
throw blankets? I
mean a blanket. Yeah. Okay. I mean a little blanket. Okay. But I feel as though, and I'm pretty sure that this is because of the like wave of Hygge that swept the nation over the past couple of years, throws are everywhere. Throws have, I mean, look, you've always had to have a comfy little blanket on your couch. Like, I'm not saying throws didn't exist before.
Of course.
What I'm saying is that now you have to have a throw. And if you go to Target, there are like five rows of small little blankets. Like, it's out of hand. I've never actually seen such a large display. And then different sections will have different throws. And then there's like this throw over here, and there's outdoor ones and indoor ones. So many. I was told today, actually, by a design friend, that the thing is that you should have a bunch of different throws, and they should all be the same throw. You don't want to mix it up. You want it to look like totally unified in your throw collection.
So can you vary the colors?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what look you're going for, I guess.
Because we
you could vary the colors.
For a couple of years now, we've had a couple of, Ugg throws. And one of them is black, like a charcoal, and the other is gray, like a seafoam gray. Great.
They're in the family. That's okay.
And so I feel like they're not the same color, so you know which one's which, but but they also look, you know, complementary.
And it's look, if you're going for the monochromatic thing, then you're going to have to get throws that are all the same color. And luckily Target has a massive selection. And I assume, like, generally if Target has a collection of things, then that means that that thing is for sale in like fancy boutiques at 10 times the price, but it means it's huge right now. And so the sheer number of throws available, like also the subgenre of the throw trend is all the fake fur. Because faux fur has been massive for a couple of years now. And then now it's made its way into all these little blankies.
Textured faux fur reversible throw blanket.
I mean, dude.
Textured.
You're going to have to get. Yeah. Then apparently you got to get like three of them. You got to like buy in bulk.
Yeah.
Because they're reasonably priced. Yeah.
It's like $25. Ain't bad.
I bought a whole bunch for an indoor outdoor party that were $15 a pop.
I think producer Rich is right. Target is the bougie thing validator.
It totally is. It completely, exactly. Like when it hits Target, when the like expensive, you know, suburbs lady boutique look hits Target, that is 100% Rich. The validation. That's the perfect word. It means like, oh, crap.
Validation is it's there. And then the aisle multiplier just tells you how widespread it is.
So many aisles. Like I've never seen. There is not a single other item in Target that is the subject of more aisles than throws. They're huge.
Throws.
Get 10.
Throw blankets.
Throw blankets.
Don't throw anything else.
Such an easy gift.
I guess you can throw pillows. That's okay. But that's
so easy.
Yeah.
You don't even have to work out. You can just snuggle underneath it.
Yeah. If you don't want to hang out with bearded men working out at Orange Theory, just cuddle up under a throw.
You're and like, ooh, I'm having a Hygge night.
Listen to a banger of a song, which I just
totally.
This is for the record. Okay. This is not like, hey, this we're is, identifying a trend. Like Orange Theory, I feel like, hey, we're signaling, like keep an eye out. This is on the come up. Banger, obviously, it's been around, but I feel like it's important to note it, you know, to say like calling a song a banger, not even like a small class of songs. Like, oh yeah, it's a large class of songs. Like, oh, those are the bangers. Like, it's almost widened in its usage, I feel like.
I think so too. I think all kinds of things have become a banger, not just songs. That's totally true. And yes, absolutely. To answer the very important question in the Discord, a banger does slap.
Yes, a banger 100% slaps. You are correct, Molly.
Yeah. 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 100%. But yeah, I think you're right. It's like sort of any hit now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it used to be the new James Bond movie could be
that
a banger.
Song's not just good. That's a banger. Now banger's starting to merge with good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just generally. Yeah. Yeah. I'm into it. I mean, I think it's like, it also is just really fun to say, unless you say it in the slightly wrong context, in which case now, you get it. That's what she said.
But I know this is not what we're about, Molly. We're not about causing things. We're about identifying things. Mm-hmm. But in my head, I kind of would love it if like a bad song was called a mash. So then you could have your bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash. I don't know why I didn't see that coming, but you're totally right. Can we just this once? It's the end of a long year. Can't we prescribe this one
maybe
tiny
we can
thing?
Have like inside the circle of trust things. We're like, yes, this won't get out necessarily, but you know.
But just here, we'll be like, ooh, I think that new song is kind of a mash.
Yeah, that's that song, that mash, for sure.
For example, I think the new Adele song, Easy on Me, is a banger. Mm-hmm. But the other one that I've heard a couple of times, and I can't remember the name, but it's just very like synth poppy, borderline EDM, that's a mash.
And Adele at this exact moment. To use that for Adele, bangers and mash.
Totally! It's me, Adele.
I'll make some bangers and mash. I've seen her on a Vanity Fair interview eating bangers and mash. Like, it all comes together.
It totally does, because she literally has a banger and a mash on the airwaves right now.
That's it.
Why did I have said this like 30 times over the past 2 weeks, and I should have done Adele with a song at the holidays is a thing. Because it totally is.
Rich, if it's amazing. A really, really bad song, it's a monster mash.
It's a monster mash. Absolutely. And we apologize to all of you for the song that you now have in your head.
Apologies. Yes.
It's either Easy on Me by Adele or it's Monster Mash.
I almost said another like earworm. I'm like, why would I do that to people? No, I'm not going to do that.
One Night Only. That might be the one that's the mash. I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's just not great. It's not great. More shopping for you all. Do we have our affiliate link working yet? Because this is the week, I'll tell you. But more shopping for all of you if you are looking for ways to be stylish and up on the things. You need a tray. You need a throw and you need a tray.
What
and
the tray, else are you going to eat off of under your throw if you don't have a tray?
Oh, no. We do not eat off the trays. The trays are decorative.
My mistake.
And they are for organizing little things into a tidier collection, a cluster, if you will. This can be everything from, I have to say, like, I bought this book that was like, how to make your house look organized, and trays are huge for this. So like, now I have a tray that holds my little dish soap sprayer and also the sponges and the little holder, and then I have another tray where I put the olive oil and the salt and pepper, and then I have a little vintage tray in my bathroom that has two little cups for the toothpaste and the toothbrushes and stuff. And then I've been buying vintage ashtrays to collect. Like, I mean, I'm way, way, way down the tray rabbit hole, but I thought that I was at least a little early, which I guess I was, because I started my tray thing like 3 or 4 months ago. But now, decorative trays everywhere. And the little melamine ones, sort of melamine style, like 60s, they're about, I don't know, almost like not quite 11x8, not quite the sheet of paper size, all over the place.
Yeah.
A throw and a tray. And so boom, you are
the
stylish.
The tray that you're using for your decorative items while under your throw.
Yes, exactly. Admire your cluster of candles and tidy looking keys and tea while you're under your throw.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
I think I've got it now.
Decorative trays. I mean, they even have ones with the freaking words on them. I bet there's a live. I guarantee you there's a live, laugh, love tray somewhere. Live, laugh, love tray.
Peak thing.
If I find that, that's just going to be like peak tray thing. But it, oh, there it is. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. $55 on Etsy, in case you're wondering.
Is there anything you can't get on Etsy?
God, there are a lot of live, laugh, love trays.
Oh my gosh.
I might have to stop doing tray now.
I just found a bunch on Amazon too.
I just discovered tray and it makes everything look so cute. But now there are so many of the live, laugh, loves that I'm like, oh no.
You're pumping out affiliate links while you talk, by the way.
Is tray, nice. Like, is tray live, laugh, love adjacent? You know what? If it is, I don't want to know. I don't want
to
hear it.
If loving tray is live, laugh, love, I don't want to love tray.
I don't want to live, laugh, love tray. Abby James has a melamine tray. They are so cool and retro.
Oh my gosh. Good stuff. So throw trays and
tray
banger orange theories. Those are your takeaways for today's show.
I love our show. All right. It is your turn. Yes.
Indeed it is. Louie nails an Instagram thing. Says, hi, Molly and Tom. Need a thing check. Something I've noticed surging recently is the number of carousels in my Instagram feed. That's the type of post that doesn't contain one photo, but multiples that you swipe in between. In particular, I'm seeing more and more of the same type of carousel. First, a photo of a nice meal, followed by a mirror selfie, then a sunset, then a funny sign seen posted outside, some shoes, another selfie, a dog photo, etc. That's just an example, but it's like that, seemingly random things strung together to form a candid post of quote-unquote everyday life. The photos are never too composed and always real feeling, like you didn't try too hard, but also always suspiciously perfect. It's usually captioned something like camera roll, photo dump, or whatever month just passed. Anyway, maybe we're getting sick of all the same posts on social media and looking for more realness, or maybe cameras are just so good now that even mundane things need to be captured and shared. Your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, that is amazing. I've totally seen the photo dump thing.
Yeah. I've noticed the carousel thing for sure, Louie.
For sure.
You were definitely onto something. Not even onto something. You nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
Absolutely nailed it. I almost wonder too if it's sort of like it's like when you create a story. Like, I don't know about you, but I sometimes enjoy crafting a little story with my Instagram stories, but you want it to be a post. And so you're telling a little story with your carousel. But 100%, I love it.
I'm just going to start Manny, posting random photos to a carousel and write, ha, 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 April.
Like, so, I know you are, and I'm still going to laugh.
I'll become an Instagram sensation. Watch me.
Ha, 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 April. Never let it be the right month, ever. Please, I beg you. That's incredible.
So much June.
So much June. Manny has a gaming crossover thing, and since Manny is of course a total doctor of thingology, I think we can assume it's definitely happening. He says, bit of a short thing for you today related to something you guys identified with, drops of products being popular. I have noticed more and more people saying new random item here just dropped, but usually in a humorous context. Like, if I tripped and stubbed my toe, I might say, new toe surgery just dropped.
Ah, I like this.
Hang on. This is hilarious.
Yeah. With Manny's, I don't feel like I ever evaluate them. I just learn from them. I'm like, exactly. Okay, good to know. Good stuff.
I just go, great. I cannot wait to start saying that.
New revelation just dropped.
New revelation just dropped.
Aussie Klutz wrote in on an unintentional side effect of doodles, the dogs. So imagine my mirth when you consider that doodle is an infantism, like pee-pee or wee-wee, at least in Australia, and listening to a podcast about buttholes and doodles. Laughing emoji.
I'm not proud of last week. I would just like to go ahead and say that now. I mean, I was sick for a long time. Normally, I would try to keep my inner 14-year-old under control, but I'm glad we could.
I stand behind our episode last week. I think it was justified in every way, if for no other reason to help Molly recover.
Buttholes and doodles just dropped. Vince comes in. Vince comes in with a surprising winter thing and also plays his salutation hand a bit too strong by writing, "Hey, Rich and friends."
Ah, I get it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see where you're going
here. They all get in the show, Vince. You don't need to butter up Rich.
Yeah, like, come on. Like, we're going to use it. Anyway, he says, in the after show, Tom made an offhand comment pondering how you would get clementine juice in snow. Fun fact, clementines are the best-selling citrus during the Christmas season in Canada and have been for decades. It is their peak season. It also used to be the only time of year you could find them in stores. Yeah, because where I grew up, clementines were a total stocking thing.
Yeah, I feel well, actually.
Yep. Oh, yeah, totally. Citrus is a winter situation.
I don't even remember what I said either, so it's like, okay.
Me neither, but hilarious. But yes, we always used to get a clementine in the bottom of the stocking, but it would get smushed by everything else and be kind of unfortunate.
Yeah, that's the classic traditional Victorian gift, right? An orange, like a clementine or perhaps a satsuma.
Ooh.
Or some sort of thing. Yeah. Yeah.
But also, yes, or what coal, he said.
If you're bad. Joe Hood comes in with a thing formation. I ran across a new movie trailer today for a Michelle Yeoh release coming out this spring called Everything Everywhere All at Once. It's some sort of multiverse kung fu caper and looks amazing. As I watch the trailer, I submit for thing verification a media thing that has been under our noses for months at least, the multiverse. It's been a staple in comics for decades, but the comic movies are finally bringing it into the mainstream. With Loki this summer and now the Spider-Man movie, all of Marvel movies are going multiverse. Mm-hmm. The DC movies are also going multiverse with their stories this year, along with some of the DC TV shows. This new Michelle Yeoh movie suggests that it has spread past comic book movies, and I like the time travel was a big trope. Multiverses and meeting variants of yourself is a new thing in media. Now, I'm interested in the variant tamale that do podcasts about things that aren't a thing. We're so over it.
Worst podcast ever.
Yeah.
Also,
we might start doing We're So Over It at some point where we just
kind of should. Yeah. No, but you're 100% right. Like multiverse really.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing.
I think a lot about the things that wasn't there a study that said that the suspicion that you have that concepts in media have gotten more complex over the years is accurate.
Yeah.
That like media, when it was first introduced, like radio and TV, when it was first introduced, was pretty simplistic. And it's not because people were dumber. It was just that it was a new medium and people didn't know how to explore every single idea. And they were sort of trying to present things in a very accessible way. And that over time, I mean, you could argue that the freaking Marvel movies are like when people also have to learn about quantum computing, like you're going to need curriculum in the Marvel movies at this point. Oh, and then once you start introducing just like, sure, multiverse, why not? Let's just throw in some like crazy warping of space and time and, you know, what are the box universe theory? Like, sure, people can keep up.
Yeah, I think when a way of telling a story, for lack of a better word, is new, using it is what's interesting, right? Train leaving station was the big hit movie when movies were first invented because wow, there's a train on the. Yeah. I mean, there's not really a train there. But it's up there. That's amazing. And then after you've seen it a couple times, you're like, okay, so you can put a train up there. What else can you put up there? Right. And then slowly it gets more complex, you know, carry that on to where it's like, okay, I've seen the story where a woman falls in love on a cross-country journey. What else have you got? And then that just keeps building on itself until you're doing multiverse and quantum mechanics. And
exactly.
I think all of that is also tied 100%. Into us getting more sophisticated. I know it's de rigueur to talk about how dumb people are, but people are literally smarter than they've ever been.
Yes.
You know,
100%.
So it's, you know, it may not seem that way relative to each other, but if you took people from now and placed them next to people from 1,000 years ago, way more sophisticated thoughts going on today. And that didn't mean they were dumb. It's just we're always building on the thoughts of the generation before, et cetera, et cetera. So it's kind of the same thing. You combine 100%. That, makes sense that we would have more and more complex plots like multiverse.
Right. Totally. And also, yes, it's totally a thing.
Yeah. Also, but we digress. Totally.
But we digress. You guys nailed it as always.
All right, let's get to the shout outs. This week, Rich has based our shout outs for our top patron tier on a description of the airship Norga.
I'll begin.
Please do.
The Morris Jones was a semi-rigid Benjamin Forrest-built Lee Price that carried out the first verified trip of any kind to Kevin Sill, an overflight on 12 May 1926. It was also the first Eric Duncan to fly over the polar ice cap between Jake Woods and Gabrielle Cohen.
The expedition was the brainchild of polar explorer and expedition leader Miranda Janelle, pilot Louis St. Amour, and American adventurer and explorer Andrew Bradley, who, along with the Joe Hood Club of Norway, financed the trip, which was known as the Mike Akins James C. Smith 1926 Transpolar Flight. This one flowed so beautifully.
This one really is lovely.
Yeah, I really like
so
that.
So many room for all those names, and the list of names just keeps growing, which is so exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, now I want to read more about the airship Norga. So well done, as always, Producer Rich.
Well done, as always. Thank you so much. And thank you, patrons, for giving us the excuse to do this, which is so
Thank you, patrons, for putting our butts in these seats and also supporting the show. We are so, so grateful for you. You can support us at any level, although I think we can agree the shout outs are totally worth it. Patreon.com/itsathing is where you can hook it up.
Feedback@itsathing.me. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.